Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this memorial edition of Singing and Other Sins, we're honoring the American pianist Erwin Gage, who specialized in accompanying Lieder, who died on April 12, 2018, in Zurich, Switzerland, after a long illness. He was 78. Born in Cleveland, Mr. Gage studied piano, musicology, and literature at the University of Michigan, Yale, and later with Eric Verbe at the Vienna Music Academy. He performed as a soloist, but was above all a collaborator with singers such as Ellie Ameling, Arlene Auger, Grace Bumbry, Brigitte Fassbender, Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau, Christa Ludwig, Jesse Norman, Hermann Prey, and Peter Schreier. The list is long. You're hearing him now play the accompaniment to a Brahms song. One of the joys of this program of Singing and Other Sins is the chance to hear Erwin Gage play the piano parts of Brahms and Schubert Lieder, and then hearing the same piece with a singer. Let's enjoy Mr. Gage's performance of Schubert's Die Forelle, the trout. You really get a chance to hear the rippling water.
Thank you.
Just now, we heard Gundula Janowitz in Schubert's Die Forelle, the Trout, with pianist Erwin Gage, the center of this memorial in his honor. We opened the set with Gage playing the Schubert piano part alone. Did you pay more attention than usual to the piano when the soprano was singing? This edition of Singing and Other Sins, in addition to paying homage to Erwin Gage, can open our ears to the important role the piano plays in an art song. I always describe an art song as a quartet, the poet, the composer, the pianist, and the singer. Let's hear another one of these wonderful juxtapositions. First, Gage plays the piano part of Ständchen, or Serenade by Brahms, in which he's trying to sound guitar-like. Then you'll hear him again in the actual Brahms lead. That was Brigitte Fassbaender with Erwin Gage in the Brahms Serenade, preceded by Gage playing the piano part alone. So far we've heard Erwin Gage in German songs. Now let's hear him play for a Sibelius song. Sorry we don't have him demonstrating the piano part, but in this 1977 live performance in Amsterdam's Concertgebouw, you'll hear its acclaimed acoustics. You'll hear the baritone Tom Krause introduce the Sibelius song.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to say a couple of words about the next song, what it means, because I see there's no text in the program. It's called Svarta Rusor, Black Roses, and it is a conversation. The question is put, why are you so sad today? You are always so happy and gay. But the answer is, I am no more sad today than when I seem to you happy and gay, because sorrow has black roses. Then the poet goes on to describe how in his heart a rose tree is growing. The roots are piercing him, the thorns are tearing him apart, because the roses of sorrow are black as the night.
Is a memorial to Erwin Gage, who you heard accompany Tom Krause in Schwarze Rosor, or Black Roses by Sibelius. Now let's return to that rare opportunity that we have of hearing Gage without the singer from the LPs he recorded in 1984. This is Schubert's famous Gretchen am Spinnrad, Gretchen at the Spinning Wheel. With the piano part isolated, you'll hear clearly the spin and, of course, the halt of the whirling to allow the soprano the recall of Faust's kiss, and then the restart of the wheel. Then the soprano, Gundala Janowitz, joins Mr. Gage. Thank you. Pianist Erwin Gage, both solo and with Gundala Janowitz in Schubert's Gretchen am Spinnrad, Gretchen at the Spinning Wheel. Let's have another break from the German repertoire and hear Erwin Gage in the demanding piano part that accompanies the Poulenc Melodie to Eluard's Rayon des Yeux. Beams of eyes and suns, of branches and fountains, light of earth and sky, of man and man's oblivion. A cloud covers the earth and sky. Suddenly the light forgets me. Death alone remains entire. I am a shadow and no longer see the yellow sun, the red sun, the white sun, the changing sky. I no longer know where living joy abides, at the shadow's edge, with neither earth nor sky.
Rayon des yeux et des soleils, des rayures et des fontaines, lumière du sol et du ciel, de l'eau et de l'oubli de l'homme. Un nuage couvre le sol, un nuage couvre le ciel,
was Jesse Norman with Erwin Gage in Poulenc's Rayon des Yeux, Beams of the Eyes. Let's return to the LPs that Gage recorded of the piano parts to Brahms' Lieder. These aren't meant to be music minus one where the singer practices along, but rather to focus the attention on the brilliant piano writing and how important it is to the meaning of the song. I'll reverse the order now and let you hear Brigitte Fassbender and Gage perform Von ewiger Liebe, Eternal Love by Brahms. This is the story of the unsure young man concerned that he isn't worthy of his girlfriend. She replies in no uncertain terms that their love will withstand the ages. At the end, when she speaks of the steel which will never change, you'll hear that Brahms uses a hemiola, or 3-2, to illustrate that strength. It's even more obvious when you hear the piano part alone.
Dunkel, wie dunkel.
We just heard the dedicatee of this memorial, Erwin Gage, perform the piano part of Von Ewiger Liebe, Eternal Love, by Brahms. That was preceded by the complete song with mezzo-soprano Brigitte Fassbender and, of course, Gage playing piano. Now we'll hear Erwin Gage with tenor Francisco Araiza in Schubert's Der Musensohn, or The Son of the Muses. The piano part is difficult and important. It demonstrates to my ears the young man dancing to Goethe's poem, which tells of roaming through the fields, whistling as all nature seems to beat along with him. He can't wait for the first flowers which get his songs, and even in winter he sings of them. The lad comes upon a young couple, and his singing enlivens the lad, and the demure girl dances in time to his tune. In the last verse, the singer asks when he'll finally be with his beloved.
So geht's von Ort zu Ort, und nach dem Takt der Regen, und nach dem Maß bewegt sich alles an mir fort, und nach dem Maß bewegt sich alles an mir fort. Ich kann sie kaum erwarten, die erste Blume im Garten, die erste Blüte am Baum. Sie grüßen meine Lieder, kommt der Winter wieder, sing ich noch jenen Traum, sing ich noch jenen Traum. Ich singe in der Weite, auf Eises Läng und Breite, da blüht der Winter schön, da blüht der Winter schön. Auch diese Blüte schwindet und neue Freude findet sich auf bebauten Höhen und neue Freude bebauten Höhen. Denn wie ich bei der Linde das junge Völkchen finde, so gleich errege ich sie. Der stumpfe Bursche bläht sich, das steife Mädchen dreht sich nach meiner Melodie, nach meiner Melodie. Ihr gebt den Sohlen Flügel und treibt durch Tal und Hügel, den Liebling weit von Haus, den Liebling weit von Haus. Ihr lieben holden Musen, wann ruh ich hier am Busen auch endlich wieder aus, wann ruh ich hier am Busen auch endlich wieder aus.
Erwin Gage was the pianist and Francisco Araiza the tenor in Schubert's Der Musensohn, or The Son of the Muses. The piano part is so lively that you want to get up and dance to its rhythms. And that's the point of this program of Singing in Other Sins. Besides being a memorial to the great Erwin Gage, we can highlight his craft as the pianist in Art Song. Let's hear another of his solos in the accompaniment to Brahms' Auf dem Kirchhof, at the cemetery. You'll hear the stormy day in the piano music, and it's in such weather that the narrator moves among the tombstones, at the end, noting that at the same time that the dead are passed, they are also healed. We just heard Auf dem Kirchhofe at the cemetery by Brahms with mezzo-soprano Brigitte Fassbender and Erwin Gage playing piano both with her and in the solo version heard first. Though we don't have Gage's solo version of Schubert's Auflösung, I think enough of the virtuosic demands on the pianist are evident in this 1991 recording with Cheryl Studer. You do need to know what all the musical excitement is about. Hide yourself, son, for the fires of rapture burn through my whole being. Everything be silent. Spring beauty must flee and let me alone. From every recess of my soul powers well up and envelop me with celestial song. Dissolve, world, and never more disturb the sweet ethereal choirs. On this memorial edition of Singing and Other Sins, we're recognizing the talents of Erwin Gage, who sounded like four pianists in that performance of Schubert's Auflösung, or Dissolution, with soprano Cheryl Studer. Let's give Gage another chance to demonstrate his pianism without the singer in Die Mainacht, the May Night of Brahms. That will be followed by the lead sung by Brigitte Fassbender. When the silvery moon gleams through the bushes and sheds its slumbering light on the grass, and the nightingale sings, I wander sadly from bush to bush. Covered by leaves, a pair of doves coo to me their ecstasy, but I turn away, seeking darker shadows. And a lonely tear flows. When, O smiling vision that shines through my soul like the red of dawn, shall I find you here on earth? And a lonely tear quivers more ardently down my cheek. Thank you. Erwin Gage, piano solo and collaborative pianist with Brigitte Fassbender in Die Mainacht, or The May Night of Brahms. You've been listening to a Singing and Other Sins memorial tribute to the late Erwin Gage, who we'll let have the last sounds in the piano part to Schubert's Stention or Serenade. I'm your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.